Let's move to the tours at the end of season. Tell us about those. What were they like?
Very, very boozy. it was a club holiday, as the players said. We would go to Cornwall and tour Cornwall and finish up with Taunton on the way back, or Exeter on the way back. Some drinks were on the club, and we used to raise money by doing discos down here and have money to take. A few disciplinary procedures went on there, and normally got hidden by the committee and paid for by the players, and it was pretty, I wouldn't say harmless, because obviously, but the hotels were at the end of the year, and what damage was done was paid for. You got locked out of bedroom doors, or you got thrown into, the younger ones like myself got thrown into blackberry bushes and that type of thing from with the older forwards, and but it did get you together as a team for the following year. I think it was almost like these days when everyone goes away to get to know one another, and these outward bounds, and it was almost like an away trip for the following year for team spirit, and you did become friends on that tour with even people that during the year you didn't maybe drink with, but you got to know them better on that trip, particularly as a young player. I know the first time I went down on the train, because I played for England Boys out here, and I went down on the train with Johnny Spalding to Cornwall, and when I got there, Roy Folk, who we mentioned, was sat at the bar. Everybody else, Alan Brin, was looking very white. They'd been played the day before and been drinking, and I think they'd been drinking most of the night. And Roy Folk was left in charge of the bar by the landlord, and he said, "What would you like to drink?" And I said, "I'll have a shandy, Mr. Folk." He said, "You'll have a whiskey," and he leant over and gave me a double whiskey. And that was my introduction to tour, and I was no great drinker then, that's a certain thing, but that was my introduction, and made a lot of friends, it's a shame I don't think it happens now, but...
You seem to keep on winning games, though.
Yeah, I think we didn't do too badly on tour. I know we had one game when Eric Stevens and Mike Nichols and a few more hired a boat out at, that was at Tynmouth, and they put all their shoes in the bottom, and I think there was four in a boat that three should have been in, and they turned the boat upside down, and the boat had to be rescued, and they had to be rescued, and they got dropped out of the side that day, and the others who actually weren't playing had been drinking, because they thought, well, we're not playing, we'll drink. So I picked three or four more players, including Russell Hillier, who was not very well going out onto the pitch. And we just about managed to get a team up together against Taunton that day, I think it was, we played. And the club end had to pay for the bringing in the boat and the lifeboat going out. Whatever happened to they turned the boat outside, lost their wallets, their shoes, was thrown in the boat, and it was lots of things like that, stupidity at times, but we can put it down to being young, I think.
Where did you tour abroad? Where did rugby take you elsewhere in the world?
We weren't lucky in that respect. Went to America with Gloucester, which I think South Africa with Gloucestershire. Really, those were the only two occasions that I can remember going abroad playing rugby. Did we go anywhere else? I don't think we did. No,
those were actually virtually after your Gloucester career had finished.
I mean, Gloucestershire was at the end.
Right at the end, and then...
And then the Gloucester tour in 78.
2 years later,
I think we had a game out here to help raise money towards that against the Welsh International 15.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I actually played in the Welsh team. Which I don't think many people realise at the time. But,
Edwards, yes.
I've retired. Gareth Edwards was playing, and... got the feeling Gravel might have been playing. It was quite a good Welsh team that we played, and I think a guy sponsored this Welsh team to come up. He ran an electrical company up here, and I think they were one short when they came up, and I was just eating my Sunday lunch, I think, and I got a phone call, could you play? The Welsh team were one short, so my lunch was abandoned, and I came down and played, and not expecting to go on tour with Gloucester to America, but I suppose to get 3 weeks, I think we were gone for on that tour, 3 weeks-ish. A lot of people couldn't afford to go, you know, without holidays, and there was no money. I mean, when we went with Gloucestershire, you had an amount of spending money per day. But you had no money for loss of work,
yeah.
You know, and anybody who went on a like that tour, 4 weeks, had to be lucky really to be able to either have a good boss to give you the holiday time, or in lieu of money, or, you know, it was tight to them. I mean, I was self-employed, but for me to go away for a month meant my wife was working 50, 60 hours a week, and running the home and 2-3 children, and, you know, so it wasn't easy. It was a lot more difficult in those days than today to play.
What line of work were you in, John?
Well, in those days, I ran a fruit and veg shop. I started in King Square when I was 20, and I was self-employed from 20 all my life, really, and I went from King Square to Seymour Road, at a big shop on the end of Seymour Road, which was pretty well known. They used to form queues all the way along Seymour Road and cause traffic jams, and because I used to pile it high and sell it cheap, and that was the my motto, and sell it good. And so I was pretty well known, plus run the shop, so that was what I did. And then in later years, we did hotel B&B, and the last 15, 20 years run care home for learning people, which I really enjoyed doing. It was an eye opener.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it opens your eyes to how other people are, how unlucky people can be, and, you know, what problems parents got, and it brings you into the real world.
Yeah. I think I'll just take us back to representative rugby. I mean, obviously we talked at some length about your long career for Gloucestershire, and we mentioned the old Western Counties match, but what other sides did you play for?
Well, I was selected very early to play against New Zealand, and I got a very bad ankle injury in a replay out here against Somerset, and I didn't play again that year. I got had ligaments in the ankle turned. I was 20 then. I think possibly I was very much in line at that particular time for England trials, and probably maybe have even got a cap at that particular time. I was playing really well, been injury free, and then obviously Fiji, and then I played against New Zealand again out here.
You played against South Africa, I think, before the Fiji game, didn't you, at Bristol?
Yeah. And then I was selected again for Australia, but I had to withdraw with a hamstring problem. Numerous reserve cards for England, But those were the days when you didn't go on the bench. You reserve in case somebody got injured and to come in and, you know. So probably 10 or 12 reserve cars for England and numerous England trials, you know. The one trial when I did think I was going to do well, I unfortunately played outside outside half Horton from Bath. And can't at this moment his first name escapes me.
John
Horton. But he decided to go through his complete repertoire of sidesteps, chipping left with it, kicking right.
I remember.
And I think I went through a final England trial without getting one pass, and I think my final chance evaporated with it, you know. Yeah.